on that one?
Yeah, good win, wasn't it? Good one. Liked it. Liked it.
What most impressed you about the performance?
Oh, character to keep on fighting, you know, interstate, well down. You know, I think if you start, both teams were in the game and both teams were slaughtering the ball a bit. We just slaughtered it a little bit more, so I didn't think there was much. And then we had some lack of discipline on some 50s. In particular, Brad Hill spoke to him, and we know he's a good lad. So half-time was just tidying up our disciplines and competing a little bit fiercer, and they will take care. It tends to just wallpaper over a lot of the other stuff that's going on. So I thought we did that. We had a dominant third. Sit down, trying to get warm in the seat, and they kick two out of the middle. So then it's game on from there. And look, they got out on us a bit, but I thought our ability to score when we needed to was strong. We always looked dangerous. You know, we went deep, put some pressure, and I thought everyone played a part at some point.
Tackle pressure in that third quarter went through the roof. Was
yeah.
That, was that a big focus at halftime?
Well, it was part of it. It was, they were probably out tackling us a little bit. So, but they're a very good tackling team. They're very good around the ball. But if you can win it around the ball and then get outside, I think we had plenty of opportunities. So, you know, they were just getting back in us a little bit. So we said forwards just release a bit harder. There's lots of little bits and pieces. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not about strategies or tactics. It's about getting to work and being hard and disciplined and running and working. I thought we did that.
Kind of likely Nathan Jones. How did you rate that job?
Yeah, look, I have to go away and assess, but on the surface, I thought he competed, and against what's, you know, Nathan is a fierce competitor and a quality leader, so he was never going to be out of the game, and he went to half back, so then we just let Connor go back in and play midfield, so that was okay.
Mikey Neal's really impressive up forward. Must give you a lot of pleasure to be able to rotate those guys, him and Mundy and Fife, between midfield and forward.
Yeah, well, we talk about changes in the game, and I think. The changes are mids able to go forward, so we've got Mundy, Neil and Fife and Stephen Hill in particular that can go forward, so that certainly helps our flexibility.
You got some of the younger guys going through the middle, like a Harley Ballack and these types.
Yeah, what's the question?
Were you happy with them? How did you rate their performance?
Yeah, look, I'll have to go away and assess everyone's, but I think as a collective, last quarter they got on top around the clearances, but certainly we had some critical ones late in the quarter to enable us to get going. So I think there was some good ebbs and flows in there, and you know, you can't buy experience, you've got to sort of go through it. So yeah, he had his moments, Harley. Yeah, all the guys going through there. I thought Lockie Weller off half back, but again, you just got to keep, you know, Ed Langdon was significant at the end with his entry, and yeah, I think they all played a part at some point.
Experiences. How important is the actual result on the end of an experience like that?
Well, it's nice to get the reward. You know, if you're going to lay there exhausted and having spent everything, so that's the price. And if you can get the 4 points, that helps to fuel your belief. So we feel our belief in ourselves is growing and what we're looking to do.
Ross. Cam McCarthy to play such a pivotal role in those dying seconds.
Yeah, so I missed the first bit.
Look at Cam McCarthy to play such a pivotal role at that last minute.
Yeah, and more importantly, good for the team. Yeah, so yeah, he contributed, and but it was we see that end piece, which is nice. But I think Mundy might have got it to, or Neil to Fife out to Langdon, uses his legs, his speed, and goes to a disciplined spot and lets random chance take over. So rather than finesse it too much. So, yeah, on the back of that goal, there was some hard work up the field, which we know there always is, but obviously we're buoyant and I'm buoyant. But, you know, for Cam, a young forward, he's just coming to hand and building that chemistry with the group. So that's really pleasing.
How did you go injury-wise today?
Yeah, Stephen Hill, the cork. And Ed Langdon displayed great character. I mean, it doesn't sound much, but he come down with a migraine as we're doing the warm-up, and he could have tapped himself out, but he said, no, I'll dig in and play. So for a young player to mentally dig in with something that can be debilitating, I thought was pretty impressive.
Was Michael Walters always going to play?
Yeah, that was, well, that was the aim.
What was the issue with him?
Yeah, he's a bit sore. Yeah, but he didn't train in our last session. All the media was, we didn't hide him, more confident. But sometimes you just got to say, well, we know he'd be right by game day. Let's just trot him down the straight and look after him, you know. So, and that's what we did. Unfortunately, I thought he was a bit scratchy early, but he really come to hand. So, again, all clubs will have players. Like Bernie Vince has had a bit of a toe-up and that, hasn't he? So all clubs and teams have players carrying issues, and you want them to play and you want them to perform, and I think those guys did that. Thanks, guys.